Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In dealing with the Amalekites, it wasn't enough that they should be, quote, harassed, 1 Samuel 14:47. Amalek had been the first enemy to attack Israel after their exodus. And at that time, the Lord had said to Moses, quote, write this for a memorial in the book, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Exodus 17, verse 14. The Amalekites in the Amarna tablets are called the Kabati, or plunderers. It seems they were not fussy about whom they fought with, as long as they fought against the people of God. We saw them joining with the Canaanites when the Israelites were at Hormah, Numbers 14:45. In the book of Judges, they linked themselves with the Moabites, Judges 3, verses 12 and 13, in the days of Fat Eglon, and sided with the Midianites, Judges 6:3, until God raised up Gideon to defeat them. Their specialty seemed to be the repeated destruction of the Israelites' land and food supply, seeking to starve them into submission. So God had borne with this troublesome nation for many years, but the time had finally come for his judgment to fall. Now, in an untimely show of mercy, quote, Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them. 1 Samuel 15:9. When Samuel arrived, Saul claimed to have done what he had been commanded. But Samuel replied, quote, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears? Verse 14. I confess, when I am quick to condemn Saul for his partial obedience, really disobedience, I can hear the Spirit's pleading in my own heart. Quote, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Verse 22. The antidote? Keep little in your own eyes. Verse 17. And remember that the Lord is the Lord. See verses 16 through 19 and 22 and 23.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.